Hello and welcome to News 24 on air, our live audio service. I'm Ihlali Ntsabo. Five of the seven suspects arrested in connection to the murders of hip-hop rapper Keenan, aka Forbes, and his friend Dibelo Tibbs Motswane appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court on Thursday morning. The state announced that it intends on opposing the bail of the accused. On Tuesday, the KZN Provincial Police announced that the arrest of the six suspects and the news of the arrest of the seventh suspect was announced on Wednesday. Six of the seven suspects are collectively facing 19 murder charges. The five suspects appeared in court for the murder of AKA and Dibs outside the now defunct Wish restaurant on Durban's Florida Road in February last year. For more on the story, we are joined on the line by Nkosikhona Duma, News 24's KZN Crimes and Court reporter. Nkosikhona, thank you for joining us. Let's start off with Tuesday, when the KZN Provincial Police, alongside Police Minister Bekicele, updated the nation on the arrests that they made. And of course, after the news broke from Eswatini media that two of the suspects were actually hiding in the neighboring country and were arrested there. And of course, on Wednesday, we learn of the seventh suspect being arrested. Just perhaps maybe bring us up to speed with when exactly the other four arrests were made.
Well, Ms. Ali, Tuesday, we got to learn that the first suspect in this case was arrested in April 2023. Mm-hmm. And the final suspect was, of course, arrested just yesterday. That is the seventh suspect. What we heard from the police is that the four suspects had other cases that they were implicated in, other murder cases, as you rightly referred to in your intro, and that their strategy, that of the police, was that they're going to charge these suspects with these other pending matters, pending the finalization of their investigations into the AKA and Tibbs murders, or at least gathering enough evidence for this matter to be brought to court. Mm. And therefore, yeah, it was possible for the police to then have people who were charged since April last year appearing in this matter in their police custody.
Two of the suspects are believed to be the shooters. What roles then did the other suspects accused of playing in the murders of AKA and Tibbs?
So we understand that there were people who played the role of spotters. So those are the people who had followed AKA when he landed at the King Shaka International Airport in Durban on the 10th of February 2023.
Right.
And the people who had followed him as well to the hotel. We understand that he had stayed at the Hilton in Umhlanga and then later went into the Wish restaurant on Florida Road here in Durban. Mm. There were people who were looking at him, who were spotting him and who were updating the shooters about this. We understand that also one of the accused was seated inside the Wish restaurant observing AKA as he took, you know, selfies, interacted with fans, ate food and enjoyed drinks with friends.
Right,
and those
right.
friends included Tibbs, whom we got to learn from the police that Tibbs was actually collateral damage in this matter and that the actual target was AKA.
Right. And just on the spotters, Nkosikhona, we also know that cars were confiscated, right? And like as you mentioned, these were presumably the cars used to follow AKA from, you know, the airport to the various locations that he was at. So we have a BMW that followed AKA and his team from the airport to Umhlanga Hotel, where he stayed, as you mentioned. And we also then have a grey VW Polo that was identified around the vicinity of the hotel. Do we know how many other cars were perhaps following AKA and were taken by the police?
Well, as you say, there were four cars involved. We understand that there was also a grey Polo that was involved with this, and there's also an Hyundai i10. These vehicles were also all captured by the police between April and around October, we believe the last car was found. Mm. And these cars were used in the commission of the offences. But also, I was still explaining the different roles of the alleged role players. So we also understand that there was also the coordinator. Now, this is a person whom the police originally referred to as the mastermind, but we learned that this person was actually the main contractor
right.
who had received a sum of about 800,000 rand,
mm-hmm.
and that person was responsible for distributing that amount of money. We also have the person who coordinates those vehicles that you mentioned, as well as the firearms that were used in this particular commission of the crime. And speaking of the exhibits in police's custody, understand that the firearm that was used in the commission of the offense was also found by the police. And the police said that, in fact, the gun that killed AKA was the same one that also shot dead Tips.
Right. And just to circle back on one of the alleged spotters who received a payment of 133,000 rand the day after the murders took place. So the reference then would presumably be from the organizer who received the 800,000 in total.
Yes, exactly. So we understand that the organizer had actually hired everyone else who participated in the murder. And what is not clear for now is whether or not these suspects received an equal amount. Because if you divide 800 by at least 133,000, well, if you divide 800 divided by 7, which is the number of people that we are told are involved in this, it does not come to the figure of 133,000 rand per person. In fact, it comes lower than that. So I think it would be really interesting to find out how much each of the accused played, and maybe that perhaps gives us a role into how significant of a role they actually played in this assassination.
Right. And Nkosikona, as we've mentioned earlier, 6 of the 7 suspects collectively are facing 19 murder charges. And it's also interesting to note that these are suspects aged between the ages of 21 and 36. Yet some of them have been labeled as notorious hitmen.
Absolutely. I think that is quite bizarre that some of the accused are being labeled as a seasoned hitman while they are age 21. But also, if you look at this, then it does not become too difficult to understand if you live in KZN and understand that we have a very notorious taxi industry, that these accused are also allegedly involved in assassinations taking place in the taxi industry.
Which would explain the 19 murder charges.
People in that industry, at least from police reports, that some of them get groomed at a very, very early age to become these hitmen. KZN, as referenced by Police Minister Begicele, is one of this country's greatest exporters of hitmen.
And of course, Nkosikona, AKA's family was in attendance in Thursday's court proceedings. And one would imagine, because I saw on TV Tony Forbes speaking to the media, and one would imagine that, you know, they are quite relieved that arrests have finally been made in the case.
Well, the statement that was made by Tony Forbes was that he was cautiously optimistic that the case against the accused was closer to the truth. But he also expressed, in no unmincing words that he did not believe that the mastermind of the killing was found, and that when the police commissioner in KZN had referenced the mastermind, he was actually meaning the coordinator. So the Forbes family is still hoping that they will get to the truth and as to who actually ordered the assassination of AK, that is, who paid for AKA to be killed and who needed him to die and why.
Right. And when are we expecting the next court appearance?
So the matter was adjourned for bail verification to 6 March next week. And then it will be postponed again to 14 March. The matter will also then take place on the 18th and 27th of March. Those 3 dates have been set down for the bail application of the suspects.
And of course, if you'd like to read up on our full coverage on the case, do visit news24.com. Thanks, Nkosikona, for joining us on the line. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.